Coming up, we're going to meet Kim Ludeke, who makes maps for Texas Parks and Wildlife. You got to have maps, got to know how you're getting around. Followed by Jonathan Gray, who's an environmental investigator for the game wardens. One of our archaeologists, Margaret Howard, if you've been following electronic field trips for any length of time, you've met Margaret before. And Janet Nelson, who's a coastal environmental biologist. Takes two name tags to get her title on there. So with that, Peter?
Hi, I'm Peter Hawley. I'm a senior at Austin High School in Austin, Texas, and I'm here with Kim Ludeke, who does GIS. And I was wondering if you could give our audience a summary of your job and maybe tell us why it's important.
Okay, I guess the very first question is what is GIS? And it's one of those acronyms. There's lots of acronyms in the business that I do. But GIS stands for Geographic Information Systems. And really, you know, people think of it as making maps in a very simple form. It's digital maps, but it's much more than just making maps. It's also doing analysis, spatial analysis with the maps, with map data.
Okay. I understand this profession is relatively new within the past 20 years. How did you get started, and how did the profession get started as a whole?
Yeah, good question. Actually, I have an undergraduate degree in biology from the University of Texas, and back when I got that degree, GIS was really just in its very, even probably prenatal stage. It really wasn't something that I knew anything about, and it really wasn't until I went to graduate school at A&M quite a few years later that I first heard about GIS and got excited about it. I guess I kind of got into this by looking at aerial photography and really enjoying looking at the Earth from space or from airplanes. Mm-hmm. Still, when I fly in an airplane, I love to look out the window and see what's going on down there.
Yeah.
But one of my professors at A&M went to a conference and came back and said, hey, there's this new way of using aerial photography, and it's something called GIS. And in fact, I think I was probably the first GIS student in Texas, although that's kind of arguable. But the kind of background skills that are good for people to have are a diverse background in areas everywhere from archaeology. And in my lab, I've got archaeologists, I've got wildlife biologists, an evolutionary biologist, had a paleontologist, geographers, of course. Mm-hmm. It's a very geography-oriented profession. But almost all of those people also have some good computer skills, so we can't help but emphasize the value of computer skills. And that might be something I'd like to enforce with you, is that one of the neat things about having a career is doing something that you really enjoy. I mean, doing what you love. And in some ways, GIS has allowed people that, say, have a background or an interest, say, in wildlife biologists to actually get a job when they come out, because they build into that career path also some computer skills and some GIS skills. And so that makes them much more employable. So those are some of the background things I would emphasize.
Okay. We have a question from the audience. And the question is, what is so important about your job?
I think it actually helps people see things in new ways, and it's kind of this eureka moment. An example I might give is the manager at the Kerr Wildlife Management Area west of Austin has an endangered cactus species out there, and he had gone out with his little GPS unit, and you've probably all seen these GPS units, and had located the cactus on his property. And they sort of, appeared within the boundaries on a computer screen as little white dots. Well, then he actually got a digital soils map of that property and put that down first, and then put those little dots on the soils map, and it was eureka. The soils are controlling where the plants are found. So GIS helps with, in this case, spatial analysis, so you can really see the relationship between things on the Earth's surface. And most of the data that we collect as an agency has location. The where is important to understanding it. Be it where people go fishing or hunting, or where you find an endangered plant, or where you catch the largest bass in Texas. So you can do a computer-based analysis of the geography.
Mm-hmm. I'm a senior, and I'll be graduating next year. And what advice would you give me if I was to be interested in this profession? What would I major in, or what would I go on to study
right.
in college?
Probably, some of the sciences, like I mentioned, the biology. Some people study geology, archaeology, and those computer skills. But also, I would recommend that you, if you have a chance, do a summer internship. We do have summer internships. I've had very good success with bringing in summer interns and even volunteers that aren't paid in some cases, and having those people go out and develop careers. And it's always really exciting when people start at kind of the beginning level. And one woman went on to be the head GIS person at Yosemite, which was really neat.
Okay. Do you think you could give them some information on websites where they could get information
about the Parks and Wildlife website, which you probably all know. If you go to that under Texas Water and then go to Water Data Access, you can look at some an application where we're doing mapping over the web, and more we're doing mapping on the web. Also the TNRS website, tnrs.state.tx.us, tnrs.state.tx.us. They have more and more data available, and that's one of the really exciting things in Texas. We're getting more and more data. You can actually go in and look at, if you go to digital data and then DOQs, digital ortho photo quads, you can probably even see a picture of your house from an airplane digitally. So there's a lot of neat stuff out on the web, more and more web mapping.
Cool. Next we have Brent, and he is going to visit with a game warden who is part of a special investigating unit. So thanks.
Thank you.